Another natural disaster has struck the North American nation of Mexico. A little over a week after a magnitude 8.1 earthquake occurred near the country's southern coast, a magnitude 7.1 tremor hit yesterday, this one in central Mexico, and it caused some buildings to collapse in the capital of Mexico City, about 75 miles away. Initial reports indicated that dozens of people were killed nationwide, but we don't know yet how many. Information was pouring in as we produced this show. Schools were closed in the Mexican capital. The airport was closed. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto ordered the evacuation of damaged hospitals, with patients being moved to other medical facilities. This earthquake came exactly 32 years to the day after another tremor killed about 9,500 people in and around Mexico City.
The depth was about 32 miles. That may not seem that deep to you, but that plays a very important role in terms of the vicinity. So again, here is where it is located, just for some reference point. A little bit further to the north and west from where that 8.1 earthquake happened about a week ago. Here is a look at the population. About 28 million people felt some type of weak shaking, 20 million felt some type of moderate shaking, and you have about 9 million people that experienced some type of strong shaking. We talked about the depth, okay, 32 miles, which is about 51 kilometers, okay, up to 70 kilometers. It's still considered a shallow earthquake. So even though that may not seem like it would be at 32 miles, it is. In this grand scheme of earthquakes, that is still considered a shallow earthquake. That's important because shallow earthquakes often cause the most damage compared to the ones that are deeper, regardless of the strength. But this also was a relatively strong earthquake. When we talk about fatalities, it's estimated to be in this orange range, which could be anywhere from 100 up to 1,000. All of this information, by the way, coming from the U.S. Geological Survey in terms of economic losses as well. Now, frequency. We often get about 15 earthquakes that are between a 7 and a 7.9 every year, so it's not uncommon to get these.